Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I want to do a meditation with you, and it is the calm within. This is a lake meditation. The visualization will be around a lake, and this totally can help you get some relief from your anxiety. I want to talk to you first about using guided meditations. They are actually an excellent way to ease yourself into a meditation practice if you haven't started one yet. I don't know how many of you are meditating regularly, and I don't want you to be afraid of that word meditation. It could be a guided meditation. I'm putting them out here for you all to practice with them. There are many of them all over the internet, all over YouTube, and when you find what you like and what floats your boat, use it. Don't be afraid to listen to the same one over and over again if it soothes your soul. What might change over time. But I also want you to use silence when you can. Maybe you will graduate from guided meditations into more of a silent meditation where you are using concentration or mindfulness, using one of your senses as your anchor. We use the breath as an anchor, both in guided meditations and in silent meditation, because the breath is in the present moment. Our senses are in the present moment. So if you are using your eyes and looking at a candle flame or a beautiful flower as your anchor, if you're using a visual cue as your anchor, that too is only happening in the present moment. The beauty of your breath is it's always with you. And our breath is very key in how our body is receiving our state. Are we anxious? Are we scared? Are we relaxed? Are we in bliss? The brain will get messages from your body when you are ramped up. And you can be ramped up without being cognitively aware of it. You could be not thinking of anything frightening, but your body is tense. Maybe you're holding your muscles tight. And that is a message to the brain that there's a problem. We've got a problem down here. There's tension. Maybe we should be on the lookout for danger. And then your mind is scanning the horizon for the difficulty ahead when there may not be anything for you to be nervous about. But it is your body that is sending that signal. And our breath can change that. Our breath, we have some conscious ability to change our breathing. And you hear me say it over and over, that longer, slower exhale sends the message that is putting the brake on the stress hormones. That is saying, no, we're moving over here into the parasympathetic side of our nervous system, which is where there is peace and calm and all is well, versus the gas pedal, which is the sympathetic side of the nervous system, where we're getting ramped up, we're breathing more shallowly, we are breathing faster, and the brain is getting the message, okay, there's stuff going on down there, so I gotta be thinking. The amygdala is on full alert, looking for danger. And that's where those of us who lean toward the anxious side of life, don't want to go. We don't need to be adding fuel to the anxious fire. So use meditation and your breath as a way to ease yourself into taking a break from the world's busyness. When you feel like life is just a little bit too much, find a guided meditation that's short, 5, 10, 20 minutes that you can sit with. Start small so that you enjoy it and that your body is comfortable with it. And keep these meditations handy and use them to keep yourself in the habit of going within for your own peace and calm. You don't need to find it out there. It's an oasis of bliss inside of you. You have to keep going to try to find your way in there. You will find it. It's there. And I don't want you to lose your way. And the way we can do that is by practicing regularly. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. And today's guided meditation is designed to bring calm and peace to your mind, especially during moments of high stress and anxiety. Bring yourself out of the world for a few minutes and go here. In the midst of life's challenges, finding tranquility within ourselves is crucial for maintaining a healthy balance, to maintain harmony in our lives. In this meditation, we'll embark on a journey, and it's going to be to a serene lakeside, a place of quiet reflection, where the ebb and flow of the water mirrors the rhythms of our own breath. And I'm going to mention today's quote before we start because I think it's appropriate. It's a really good reminder of why we do well to take the time and effort to meditate. This quote is from Bryant McGill, and he said, "Your calm mind is the ultimate weapon against your challenges. So relax." So here we go. Let's get comfortable. Lie down or sit or stand in a relaxed, comfortable position. The best thing for meditation is to be able to be relaxed yet alert. We get too relaxed and slumping over, we might fall asleep. That's why we just want to be relaxed but still alert. And if you're comfortable, I'd like you to close your eyes and feel the floor or the chair or the bed beneath you. Just feel it. Bring all your attention there. and then bring your attention to your breath. It's always there, so it's a good place to go to. Notice the rhythm of it going in and out, just like waves do on a body of water. There becomes a rhythm to it. Don't have to change your breath, just notice it. And with this noticing, I want you to feel your body begin to relax. You may need to bring some consciousness to get your body to relax, but we have that ability. And if you find a spot that doesn't want to relax, tighten it up even more first. Then see if you can let it go. And then let it go just a little bit more. Your muscles can begin to release the tension that they're holding. Immerse yourself in this beautiful present moment. Now come with me and picture in your mind a lake. Maybe it's one you have gone to. Maybe it's one of your favorite places. Maybe it's a lake you have seen from a photograph, a place you would like to visit someday. Or maybe your lake is completely from your imagination. Picture this lake, your lake for the moment. Spend some time with it. See if you can notice details about it. Colors or smells, sensations. With this image of the lake focused in your mind, see if you can notice if there's light on the surface of the lake. Is the light dancing on the surface of the lake? Is it soft and subdued or sparkling? Maybe the sunlight strikes the water and reflects like glittering jewels. Spend a moment here and see what the lake is looking like with light reflecting on it. Sometimes water, like the water in your lake, can be calm and glassy, smooth, perfectly reflecting everything that passes over it. You may be able to beautifully see in the lake the birds flying above, the clouds slowly passing by, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Other times, the water in your lake may be choppier. The surface of the lake may be choppy. Could be there's wind, and as the wind blows, waves move across the surface. Our mind is like this. Sometimes it's calm and glassy, perfectly reflecting everything. Other times, our mind is choppier. With wind blowing and waves moving across our minds. And perhaps the season is winter and the surface of the lake may be frozen over. Our minds again are like the surface of the lake. During difficult times, they become choppy and upset, active. But under the surface of those choppy, upset waves, calm is always available. This is true in you, too. Under your choppy, chaotic waves of thought and emotions, there is calm that is always available. So in your mind, hear the gentle sound of water lapping against the shore. It laps again and again. The water comes forward and then it retreats. The water comes forward and then back. The waves come forward and then back again. Over and over again, with no hurry, no rush, no need to get ahead, get it all done now. It's just the rhythmic forward and backward lapping of the waves against the shore. So too is your breath. No rush, no hurry, no need to take all your breaths now. You can only take them one at a time. And as you listen in your mind to the sound of the water, feel the sense of calm in your body and in your mind. You are at peace. You're not hurried or rushed. Listen as the birds in the trees around your lake softly chirp. Feel the breeze brush lightly against your skin. Look at the light dancing on the surface of the lake. Stay with the lake for a few minutes more. After this meditation ends, stay with it as long as you feel you want to sit with the peace that you are feeling. Let the peace and calm envelop you. Notice how it fills your soul. And as we begin to end our time here together with the meditation, bring your attention back to your breath. Notice your breath coming in and notice it going out again, like the waves in the lake. And finally, slowly exhale, feeling any leftover tension melt away from you. Take a moment to wiggle your fingers and toes to signal to your mind and body that you're coming back into action, and open your eyes. Feel the calmness and enjoy that you took this moment of rest for yourself. Thank you for being here with me. And now for today's quote. Your calm mind is the ultimate weapon against your challenges. So relax. And that's from Bryant McGill. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.